Our words for reflection will be delivered by Lisa Rossin.
Good morning. If you have ever been to a military ball or stepped inside a chow hall or attended an event at a military veterans association in your local community, you've likely noticed the small round table that is always set but never occupied. The prisoners of war, the missing in action, the POW-MIA table, as we have in front, thanks to Shay. The tradition of setting a separate table in honor of our prisoners of war and missing comrades has been in place since the end of the Vietnam War. The manner in which this table is decorated is full of special symbols to help us remember our brothers and sisters in arms. The table is small and set apart. This symbolizes the frailty of one prisoner alone against his or her oppressors. The white tablecloth draped over the table represents the purity of their response to our country's call to arms. The empty chair depicts the unknown face, representing no specific sailor, soldier, or airman, marine, or coast guardsman, but all who are not here with us. The table itself is round to show that our concern for them is never ending. And the black napkin stands for the emptiness these warriors have left in the hearts of their families and friends. The single red rose reminds us to use and their families and loved ones. The red ribbon represents the love of our country, which inspired them to answer the nation's call. The candle and its yellow ribbon symbolizes the everlasting hope for a joyous reunion with those yet unaccounted for. The slices of lemon on the bread plate remind us of their bitter fate, and the salt on the bread plate represents their tears of their families. The inverted glass reminds us that our distinguished comrades cannot be with us to drink a toast.
Memorial Day, a weekend of barbecues, beach going, and mattress sales. It can be easy to forget the true meaning of Memorial Day in the rush to greet summer. The holiday first began in the United States in the mid to late 1860s as a day to decorate the graves of and memorialize those soldiers who lost their lives in the American Civil War. Hence the holiday's original title, Decoration Day. It was held every year on May 30th. The preferred name for the holiday gradually changed from Decoration Day to Memorial Day. Memorial Day did not become the more common name until after World War II and was not declared officially until 1967. In 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which, among other holidays, moved Memorial Day from its traditional May 30th date to the last Monday in May to create a convenient three-day weekend. The Veterans of Foreign Wars has since advocated returning the holiday to its original date, stating in a 2002 Memorial Day address, "Changing the date merely to create three-day weekends has undermined the very meaning of the day. No doubt this has contributed a lot to the general public's nonchalant observance of Memorial Day." To get back to the roots of it all, I encourage you today and tomorrow on actual Memorial Day to reflect on those who gave their lives in service to our country or whichever country they came from, whether ally or enemy. Often, especially in previous larger wars, people who served did not necessarily have a choice. Rather than a sermon, I have compiled a selection of poems and songs for major conflicts in which American soldiers have served. For each conflict, I will read aloud the estimated number of dead and wounded military members on all sides of the conflict, not just Americans. There will be either a song or a poem that I will present after that, followed by a moment of silence, which I will end with a ringing of the bell. During the moment of silence, if you are moved to do so, you are welcome to speak aloud the name of a loved one or a family member who was lost in that conflict, so that we may honor the memory of their service. As a warning, there are some images that will be presented during this service, some of which do depict the death of service members. It is intentional because we need to face their full sacrifice, but I did want to provide that disclaimer. American Revolutionary War, 1775 to 1785. An estimated 115,000 to 160,000 dead. To the memory of the brave Americans under General Greene in South Carolina who fell in the action of September 8, 1781. Poem by Philip Freneau. At Utah Springs, the valiant died. Their limbs with dust are covered o'er. Weep on, ye springs, your tearful tide. How many heroes are no more? If in this wreck or ruin they can yet be thought to claim a tear, O smite your gentle breast and say, the friends of freedom slumber here. Though who shall trace this bloody plain, if goodness rules thy generous breast, sigh for the wasted rural rain, sigh for the shepherds sunk to rest. Stranger, their humble graves adorn, you too may fall and ask a tear. 'Tis not the beauty of the morn that proves the evening shall be clear. They saw their injured country's woe, the flaming town, the wasted field, then rushed to meet the insulting foe. They took the spear, but left the shield. Led by thy conquering genius green, the Britons they compelled to fly. None distant viewed the fatal plain, none grieved in such a cause to die. But like the Parthian famed of old, who flying still their arrows threw, these routed Britons full as bold retreated and retreating slew. Now rest in peace, our patriot band, though far from nature's limits thrown, we trust they find a happier land, a brighter sunshine of their own. American Civil War, 1861 to 1865, an estimated 419,000 wounded and 655,000 to 870,000 dead. Vigil strange I kept on the field one night, poem by Walt Whitman. Vigil strange I kept on the field one night, when you, my son and my comrade, dropped at my side that day. One look I but gave, which your dear eyes returned with a look I shall never forget. One touch of your hand on mine, O boy, reached up as you lay on the ground. Then onward I sped in the battle, the even contested battle. Till late in the night, relieved to the place at last, again I made my way. Found you in death, so cold, dear comrade. Found your body, son of responding kisses, never again on earth responding. Bared your face to the starlight, curious the scene. Cool blew the moderate night wind. Long there, and then in vigil I stood. Dimly around me in the battlefield spreading. Vigil wondrous and vigil sweet there in the fragrant, silent night. But not a tear fell, not even a long-drawn sigh. Long, long I gazed. Then on the earth, partially reclining, sat by your side, leaning my chin in my hands. Passing sweet hours, immortal and mystic hours with you, dearest comrade. Not a tear, not a word. Vigil of silence, love, and death. Vigil for you, my son, and my soldier. As onward, silently, stars aloft, eastward, new ones upward stole. Vigil final for you, brave boy. I could not save you. Swift was your death. I faithfully loved you and cared for you living. I think we shall surely meet again. Till at latest lingering of the night, indeed, just as the dawn appeared, my comrade I wrapped in his blanket, enveloped well his form, folded the blanket well, tucking it carefully overhead and carefully under feet. And there and then, and bathed by the rising sun, my son in his grave, in his rude dug grave I deposited, ending my vigil strange with that. Vigil of night and battlefield dim. Vigil for boy of responding kisses, never again on earth responding. Vigil for comrade swiftly slain. Vigil I never forget. How, as day brightened, I rose from the chill ground and folded my soldier well in his blanket and buried him where he fell. World War I, 1914 to 1918. An estimated 22 to 23 million wounded and 8.5 to 11 million dead. This song is called Willie McBride or No Man's Land and is performed by Tommy Makem.
Private William McBride, do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside? And I'll rest for a while in the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. And I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the dead heroes in 1915. Well, I hope you died quick, and I hope you died clean. Our Willie McBride
Was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er you as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? And did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. And though you died back in 1915, to some faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enshrined forever behind a glass frame, in an old photograph torn and tattered and stained, and fading to yellow in a bound leather frame? Do they beat the drums slowly? Do they sound the fife lowly? Do the rifles fire o'er you as they lower you down? Did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun's shining now on these green fields of France. A warm wind blows gently and the red poppies dance. The trenches have vanished under the plow. No gas and no barbed wire, no guns firing now. But here in this graveyard it is still no man's land. Countless white crosses in mute witness stand to man's blind indifference to his fellow man, to a whole generation who was butchered and damned. Do they beat the drums slowly? Do they sound the fife lowly? Do the rifles fire o'er you as they lower you down? Did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? And I can't help but wonder now, Willie McBride, to all those who lie here, know why they died. Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, and the glory, the shame, the killing, the dying, it was all done in vain. For Willie McBride, it's all happened again. And again, and again, and again, and again. Do they beat the drums slowly? Do they sound the fife lowly? Do the rifles fire o'er you as they lower you down? Did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? Do the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
World War II, 1939 to 1945, an estimated 28 million wounded and 21 to 25 million dead. This song is called The Shores of Normandy, and it's performed by Jim Radford, who both wrote the song and was a veteran of D-Day.
In the cold gray light of the 6th of June, in the year of 44, the Empire Lodge sailed out from Poole to join with thousands more, the largest fleet the world had seen. We sailed in close array, and we set our course for Normandy at the dawning of the day. There was not one man in all our crew but knew what lay in store. For we had waited for that day through 5 long years of war. We knew that many would not return, but all our hearts were true, for we were bound for Normandy, where we had a job to do. Now the Empire Lodge was a deep sea tug with a crew of 33. And I was just the galley boy on my first trip to sea. I little thought when I left home of the dreadful sights I'd see. But I came to manhood on the day that I first saw Normandy. At Arromanches, off the beach of gold, neath the rocket's deadly glare, we towed our block ships into place, and we built a harbour there. Mid shot and shell, we built it well, as history does agree. While brave men died in the swirling tide on the shores of Normandy. For every hero's name that's known, 1,000 died as well. On stakes and wires their bodies hung, rocked in the ocean swell. And many a mother wept that day for the sons they loved so well. Men who cracked a joke and cads of smoke as they stormed the gates of hell. As the years passed by, I can still recall the men I saw that day, who died upon that blood-soaked sand where now sweet children play. And those of you who were unborn, who've lived in liberty, remember those who made it so on the shores of Normandy.
Korean War, 1950 to 1953, an estimated 1.2 to 1.3 million wounded and 755,000 to 1.1 million dead or missing. 967, a poem by Sergeant First Class John Taylor. Now, that's a lot of lemons, if you're making lemonade. But if you're counting ants, it would hardly make a parade. How about watermelons? It would make quite a pile. You could go from May through February if you ate three each day. How many American men died in the 17th Infantry Regimental Combat Team in Korea? The many Korean boys that served with us and died were not counted. I don't have a count on the Nigerians either. The Vietnam War, 1955 to 1975, an estimated 2 million wounded and 1.1 to 1.2 million dead. This song is called 50,000 Names and is performed by Robin and Linda Williams.
Teddy bears and high school rings and old photographs that mamas bring of daddies with their young boys playing ball. There's combat boots he used to wear when he flowers of all colors, large and small.
There's a Boy Scout badge and a merry pin, little American flags waving in the wind. And there's 50,000 names carved in the wall. And there's 50,000 names carved in the wall.
The Gulf War, 1991, an estimated 76,000 wounded and 30 to 55,000 dead. Combat Medic, a poem by Robert Johns, Royal Army Medical Corps. I am a combat medic. I serve to help the wounded. Whatever your color, race, or creed, I carry neither bomb nor bullet. With an aid kit on my back, an armband on my sleeve, I race across the battlefield, bringing help unto the needy. Through shot, shell, and rifle fire, I care for every wounded soul. I tend and toil from dawn to dusk, and then I toil some more. After the battle has been fought, the soldiers have all gone home. Spare a thought for the combat medic, who is long time dead and gone. The Iraq War, 2003 to 2011, an estimated 73,000 wounded and 30,000 to 33,000 dead. Eulogy, a poem by Brian Turner, U.S. Army. And this poem is in memory of those who are casualties of war that are not killed by the enemy you can see. It happens on a Monday at 11:20 a.m. as tower guards eat sandwiches and seagulls drift by on the Tigris River. Prisoners tilt their heads to the west, though burlap sacks and duct tape blind them. The sound reverberates down concertina coils, the way piano wire thrums when given slack. And it happens like this, on a blue day of sun, when Private Miller pulls the trigger to take brass and fire into his mouth. The sound lifts the birds up off the water. A mongoose pauses under the orange trees. And nothing can stop it now. No matter what blur of motion surrounds him, no matter what voices crackle over the radio in static confusion, because if only for this moment, the earth is stilled, and Private Miller has found what low hush there is down in the eucalyptus shade there by the river. Private First Class Miller, 1980 to the 22nd of March, 2004. Thank you so much for leaving this space and remembering those who have lost their lives in service to our country. We will now gratefully receive the offering. Day is done, gone the sun, from the lakes, from the hills, from the sky. All is well, safely rest. God is nigh. Thank you.